Hear the word of God as it is contained in scriptures. First of all, in the letter to the Galatians, Galatians chapter 3, reading from verse 23 straight through to chapter 4, verse 7. It is in page 892 of the Pew Bible. And the title given in the scriptures is God's Children Through Faith. Hear the word of God. Before the way of faith in Christ was available to us, we were placed under guard by the law. We were kept in protective custody, so to speak, until the way of faith was revealed. Let me put it another way. The law was our guardian until Christ came. It protected us until we could be made right with God through faith. And now that the way of faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ, like putting on new clothes. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are his heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Think of it this way. If a father dies and leaves an inheritance for his young children, those children are not much better off than slaves until they grow up, even though they actually own everything their father had. They have to obey their guardians until they reach whatever age their father set. And that's the way it was with us before Christ came. We were like children. We were slaves to the basic spiritual principles of this world. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, "Abba, Father." Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. The gospel reading now is taken from the gospel according to St. Mark. Mark chapter 1, it's from page 761, so you need to flip back. Page 761, Mark chapter 1, just reading two verses, 14 and 15. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee, where he preached God's good news. The time promised by God has come at last, he announced. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. Amen. May God help us to understand these readings, and may he add his blessing to them. Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Amen. One of my friends recently moved church. And like me, he had been with his first charge for 7 years. And he was As he was packing everything, he found in a drawer in his bedroom a ticket for the local dry cleaners. It was for a pair of trousers he had handed in 5.5 years ago and then forgot about. When he showed his wife the ticket, she suggested going to the dry cleaners to see if the trousers were still there. So my friend, full of doubt, did just that. He went to the dry cleaners and he, with a straight face, handed the ticket to the woman behind the counter. She looked at it quizzically and then said to my friend, "Just a minute, I'll have to go look for this," and disappeared to the back of the shop. 2 minutes later, the woman shouted out, "Found them!" My friend, naturally shocked, replied, "That's terrific. Who would have thought they'd still be here after all this time?" The woman came back to the front shop empty-handed and said, "They'll be ready on Thursday." Like building warrants, some things sometimes take longer than we expect. Our reading from Galatians 4 tells us of a time that was long awaited. Verse 4 is an incredible verse. It says, "When the time came, God sent his son, born of a woman subject to the law." Scripture says, "When the time came." The birth of Jesus was not delayed. It was not forgotten about by God. It happened at just the right moment, according to God's plan. One of my favourite Christmas films is Miracle on 34th Street. It's a wonderful, magical tale about an old man called Kris Kringle, who believes he is Santa Claus and wants others to believe him in him as well. And I'm going to use that movie as a link to our sermon series this Advent. There are some important parallels from the movie to the Christmas story that I want to share with you. I'd like you to watch a clip from the movie now, where Chris is trying to instruct a department store Santa prior to the big Thanksgiving Day parade.
Right. Now, throw it out. Bring it up right up high and down she comes. Just in the wrist, you see. It's really quite simple, you know, when you get the neck.
Now then, why don't you... Okay, Pops, come on. It's my turn. Now, give me the whip.
Now, what have you just been drinking?
I just had a little something to keep me warm. Now, give me the whip.
You are intoxicated, sir.
Yeah, and you are a pain in the butt. Now,
let
give me
that tell
whip.
You something. You are a disgrace. Have you any idea how many children are watching you at this very minute and you're drinking?
Just give me back the whip.
Let me tell you something, young man. When you put on this suit, you represent something that has a great meaning and significance to millions of people all over the world.
It's time to go to work right up in the old office. A little drafty now.
Excuse me. Hello. I'm Dory Walker, Director of Special Projects for C.F. Cole's department store.
It's my pleasure. As a matter of fact, I was looking for you a few moments ago. As no doubt you saw, your Santa Claus is inebriated.
I know. He has created such a terrible problem. I mean, millions of children are watching here and on television, and they're expecting to see Santa Claus, and, well, right now we don't have one.
That is a terrible problem.
Would you do it? Would you be our Santa Claus?
Me?
Well, do you have any experience?
Oh, just a little.
Great, well, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Well, but isn't there someone else perhaps you could ask?
The parade has started already. It's you right now, or else there is no Santa in the Coles Thanksgiving Day parade.
Well, might I perhaps have a moment to think about it?
Don't worry about a thing. Just be yourself.
You are probably so engrossed in the developing story that you may have missed the miracle that took place. If you did, don't feel bad. The characters in the movie didn't recognize it either. Was it just by chance that Kris Kringle was there at the parade that day? At just the right time, Kris Kringle showed up and rescued not only the parade, but the jobs of Mrs. Walker and countless others. It was an example of the miracle of the moment that we so often call coincidence, but I like to call God incidence. The Bible says, when the time came, God sent his son. But the reality was, most people missed the miracle of the moment. Most people did not recognize the significance of Christ's birth at the time. People were much too busy to pay any attention to the young girl giving birth to her first child out in a lowly stable in Bethlehem. But at just the right time in history, Jesus was born. The coming of Christ into the world was not a matter of chance or coincidence. His coming was part of God's divine plan, established even before the foundation of the world. Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation at the time Christ was born. The old religions were dying, the old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's lives. Strange new mysteries, religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of his son. Fans of Monty Python will be familiar with the question, what did the Romans ever do for us? From a historical viewpoint, the Roman Empire helped prepare the world for the birth of Jesus. The Romans had constructed roads that connected city to city, making travel easier. The world was at peace under Roman rule. Roman laws protected the citizens, and the Roman soldiers guarded the peace. And thanks to both the Greek and the Roman conquests, Latin and Greek were known across the empire, making communication possible throughout the vast majority of the known world. A better question Monty Python never asked is, what did Christ ever do for us? He gave us life itself and the freedom to live it and the hope of something infinitely better by being born as one of us on Christmas morning. This Christmas, many people will be content to go through the motions. They will endure the busy activity of the season without ever experiencing the miracle of the moment. Emmanuel, God with us. God himself stepped down from the realms of glory to live as one of us. The Word became flesh. Many people were too busy to pay attention to a young girl giving birth to her first child in a lowly stable in Bethlehem 2,000 or so years ago. Many people today are too busy with the season to notice the reason. Too busy with the decorations and festivities. Too busy with organizing home and house for the arrival of family and friends and Kris Kringle. Too busy to notice the light of the world stepping down into our darkness. Too busy to notice sin and the need for redemption. For some, this Christmas, it would take nothing short of a miracle for them to see Christ in Christmas. You may be that miracle. When you become a follower of Christ, when you put on this suit of Christianity, you represent something that has a great meaning and significance to millions of people all over the world. Kris Kringle said something similar to a man who would be Santa, a man who was inebriated. When Mrs. Walker asked Kris Kringle to be Santa, she told him to just be himself. If you would be a Christian, then don't be your old self. Be the new one, reborn in Christ. Be as Christ to your neighbor and to your family and to your friends. And perhaps you will be the miracle they need to see Christmas this year. Jesus said in Mark 1, verse 15, "The time promised by God has come at last. The kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe in the good news." One moment in time can determine an eternal destiny. Right now is just such a moment. You don't have to live your life separated from God's love and blessing. Today is the right time to receive God's gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. If you want to make that commitment to your life, to Jesus, to know Jesus as your Savior and Lord, perhaps you've done that many years ago and it's now in the kind of background of your life, and therefore you want to kind of recommit. This is the moment. Then repeat this prayer quietly in your heart, along with me as I pray. Dear God, I don't want to live one more moment without you. I ask your forgiveness for my sins, for not recognizing your great love for me. I believe Jesus is your Son, who left heaven and came to earth to die on the cross for my sin. I believe he rose from the dead and is alive today. He came at just the right time, just for me. Today, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Forgive my sin. Cleanse me. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. I choose in this moment to receive the greatest gift ever given, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.